Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Dennis Bebense, B-E-B-E-N-S-E-E. His address is 7490 Shast, S-H-A-S-T, Forest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, Drive, Shingleton, S-H-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N, California, 96080. His phone is 530-474-4838. ID is XXX2862. Insurance is Medicare/private. Pharmacy is Walgreens, Reading, 530-221-5028. It is addressed to Dr. Tolan K. Sullivan, M.D. Air Park Drive, Suite 201, Redding, California, 96001. Phone 732-294-2540. Fax 530-244-1821. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with concerns about Parkinsonism. Dear Dr. Sullivan, Dennis Bebense was seen today for neurological reevaluation after almost a year from his last appointment. New paragraph, as you may remember, he was referred here with concerns about Parkinsonism due to the results of an MR imaging study completed in Reading suggesting risk factor findings. New paragraph. At his last appointment, we were concerned about the need for additional testing to exclude cardiovascular risk factors for ischemic microvascular disease contributing to his history. New paragraph. Today, he reports that he has been experiencing increasing symptoms of resistance and neuromuscular stiffness, particularly with more aggressive exercise such as treadmill therapy. New paragraph. His neurological examination shows slight inducible neuromuscular resistance in the right upper extremity and slight to mild in the both lower extremities. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are preserved and slightly brisk, but not with any clonus. New paragraph, I detect no pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph, his ambulation is non-ataxic. New paragraph, there is no tremor today at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, in clinical consideration with his history, with his previous and current findings, I am going to give him a clinical trial to take Sinemet, carbidopa levodopa 25-100 extended release, beginning at one tablet twice a day. New paragraph, we discuss the medicine and the therapy. Subparagraph, I provided a handout for him on the medication. new paragraph, we will schedule him for a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study here at Open Systems Imaging for a further and more comprehensive evaluation of his cerebrovascular structure, considering his risk factors for Parkinsonism. New paragraph. He is on CPAP therapy and reports that he has had an infrequent episode of significant daytime somnolence and fatigue. Some paragraph whether this is a consequence of dysomnia is not entirely clear and will need to be monitored over a period of time, since he otherwise reports that he's having no difficulty with his CPAP equipment. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation in about 6 weeks on a med check basis with the results of his testing. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report at that time and sign respectfully with my professional signature.